I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Michael Conaway says he is proud of the final Farm Bill legislation. He told reporters the president may sign it by the end of the week. It's an $867 billion measure that will not add to the deficit. Conaway told reporters he's relieved to end some of the anxiety for farmers.
You know, the depressed crop commodity prices, the five-year, depression and things that have been going on, getting what the Farm Bill will or what will not be anxiety off their plate is, in my view, important.
The bill does not add work requirements for food stamp recipients, but Conaway says there are other improvements.
If you look at the improvements we make to program integrity, we got the reduction in the exemption rate from 15% down to 12%. We've got the database that will allow us to catch people that are qualifying in two different states.
Of interest to Colorado producers, the bill legalizes industrial hemp. Conaway says that should help producers legally use the banking system. The market access program and the foreign marketing programs are now permanent.
Those are organizations and entities that help pitch American agricultural products across the world know now that they're going to be able to be in business and stay in business going forward. And the trading partners they've got that they're developing will also know that.
A smaller but significant part of the bill to Colorado pork and livestock producers, the bill will establish a foot and mouth disease vaccine bank.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.